All right, this is a little scary. You want to know what accounts for a third of all the data pulled down from the internet in North America? That would be Netflix and all the movies and shows being streamed there. As some of you probably know, all that traffic means it can take a while to load videos. Well, Netflix would love to smooth out that experience, but that would mean upgrading the infrastructure. And who's going to pay for that? Netflix or the internet service providers? Zoe Chace with our Planet Money team takes us into the tubes.
We're going to trace one simple internet request, one that lots of people have made lately.
Hi, my name is Rachel Margolis. I'm in Brooklyn in my apartment, and we're about to watch House of Cards.
I'm not holding you behind us if you are. I want nothing more.
And what's going on? Still no idea.
It turns out that getting this episode from Netflix to here is at least as complicated as what happened in season two of House of Cards.
When someone's on the ropes, that's when you throw a combination to the gut and a left hook to the jaw.
So, where does your internet come from? That cable thingy in my wall.
Do you know what happens on the other side of the wall?
No. No.
What's happening on the other side of the wall is a battle of sorts, a battle between Netflix and the internet service providers, companies like Time Warner, who brought the cord into Rachel's apartment. To explain the issue, let's follow Rachel's request to play House of Cards. Rachel clicks, the request travels out on the cable to a box on the corner.
And the sticker says, Time Warner Cable of New York City.
Time Warner sends it across the river to this magical place in Manhattan.
You're at 111 8th Avenue.
It's so big.
Third largest building, so you assume Empire State Building, but just turned on its side.
This is Ben Gagne of a company called Telex. The Time Warner cables come into this building, so do all the cables of all the different providers and a lot of the companies who use them, the Yahoos, the Googles, the Twitters. This place is where all these companies talk to each other. It's called a carrier hotel, and they're in lots of cities. But the real action here is in what you might think of as the hotel bar. This is where all of the different parts of the internet meet.
So what we're walking into now is the building Meet Me Room?
The Meet Me Room.
This is the Meet Me Room.
Meet Me Room. They call it the Meet Me Room.
Just wires.
Just wires, right?
Everywhere.
I mean,
this is a crucial moment for Rachel's request, because up till now, all the wires have been paid for by Time Warner, and it's about to move into the world where Netflix pays the bills. Netflix has made deals with a lot of companies that have pipes that come into this room, and boom, Rachel's request is out, heading to one of the places where House of Cards is kept. Maybe New York, or maybe
Northern Virginia, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami.
And this is the guy who gets it off the shelf. Dave Schaefer is CEO of Cogent, one of the many companies that Netflix uses to get your videos. They own a bunch of pipes, and their job is to get the video as fast as possible.
On average, that request will actually travel 2,400 miles.
Finally. Actually, this whole thing only takes like a millisecond. But finally, Netflix is giving Rachel what she asked for, and the episode takes pretty much the same route back.
Miami.
This is the Meet Me Room.
Time Warner Cable. Second season.
The gut and a left hook to the jaw.
When millions of people are trying to do this at the same time, this is when Netflix gets slow. They need more pipes. They need more wires in the Meet Me Room. And so Netflix is doing a lot of deals right now. And they actually have a lot of options when it comes to getting their content from Miami and Atlanta back to New York. But the last mile?
When it delivers data to Rachel in Brooklyn, at some point, its set of choices are reduced.
Shane Greenstein teaches the business of the internet at Chicago's Kellogg School.
At some point, it has to cut a deal with Time Warner. At some point, it has to go over Time Warner pipe.
This is why there are fights right now between Netflix and internet service providers, because it comes down to who's going to pay to upgrade the service, keep the videos running smoothly. The Netflixes, who are pouring all this data into the pipes, or the Time Warners, whose customers, like Rachel, are demanding it. Zoe Chace, NPR News.